Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's in the Northern Mariana Islands, in specific the largest of the group, Saipan. 79 years ago, it was in the hands of the Japanese Imperial Japanese Army and Navy, and the Marines and other elements of the U.S. Army Air Corps landed and fought in Saipan with great loss of life and many casualties. Also, the Japanese defenders died almost to the last 1,000, some of whom hid in caves long after the war was concluded in 45. Cleo, however, has a story for us about those caves and people who remember. Cleo, please explain.
I was very privileged today to get to meet Murray Castro, who was 10 years old at the time of the beginning of the battles in 1944. And she and her mother and siblings were among the local population that went to go hide in the caves. The stories are they're very touching and heartbreaking and traumatic, and just the incredible resilience of the people involved. You know, they had gone through the Japanese were there from about 1914 all the way through. So for 30 years, they had Japanese colonization. And the Japanese did some very helpful things, like teach them certain forms of agriculture and help with drainage and things like that. But as she was describing, they could also be very cruel. And she talked about when she was in school and one of the teachers essentially beat one of the students to death. And so when the war came, they really had no idea what was going on. They had been warned by some of the kind Japanese that it was coming and had gone to go hide in the caves. And she describes the two Marines that through a missionary finally came and told them that it was safe to come out. And she said one of the toughest things was the thirst. It wasn't the hunger, it was the thirst. And she remembered the Marine who had given her water from his water bottle and how sweet it had tasted and how grateful she was. And then the entire population that had survived went into camps as the Americans tried to figure out who the spies were and where the booby traps were and things like that. And she remembered Christmas of 1944 when the Seabees and the Marines brought the school-aged children out to celebrate Christmas with them. And they didn't have wrapping paper, so the Marines had cut up their mosquito nets to wrap the presents. And each of the soldiers sponsored a child, had one child who they would give presents to. And she tasted ice cream for the first time and cake for the first time. And they had this sort of this moment. And decades later, there was a reunion. And the man who had been her sponsor found her. And she talked about how emotional it was to be reunited with him at that moment. And you could tell by the way she was talking that the bond was incredibly strong, just deep to the core. And that's really, I think, what kept many in Marianas wanting to keep the relationship with the United States. They could have gone independent. They could have joined or they could have become one of the compact states, but they didn't. That's really what's at risk now. You know, they were on the front line before, they're on the front line again. they haven't forgotten the importance of their geography. They haven't forgotten that they had to hide in caves the last time around. They haven't forgotten, you know, the gratitude she hasn't to the Americans who liberated them.
Right.
Cleo. But they feel like they have been forgotten by the United States.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, on Saipan Island, Northern Marianas, Oceania. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.